contamination, making a substance impure by adding a different substance. The word contamination implies that purity in the substance at hand is a good thing. I love fried eggs, but I don't want any eggshell in my eggs. That would be a contamination. If you add enough of substance B to substance A, the result will be more like substance B. If you take an ounce of white paint and gradually add a drop of black paint a little at a time while stirring, the result is continuously darkening, shades of gray. You no longer have white, and given enough black drops, the result will be virtually black. If you want a shade of gray instead of white, then you would not consider the addition of black to the white paint a bad thing. It would not be contamination. So personal opinion and usage determine whether the change is contamination or an improvement. Our founding fathers were prejudiced towards freedom and capitalism. The government they laid out in the Constitution had the purpose of ensuring freedom and capitalism. Patrick Henry said, "Give me liberty or give me death." "Live free or die" is the motto of the state of New Hampshire. From these examples, we see how early America's political philosophy was pure. This pureness of political philosophy encouraged exploration and industry, resulting in the young country quickly outstripping the rest of the world. Over time, people who did not subscribe to Patrick Henry's commitment to liberty or did not appreciate the potential of capitalism began to multiply. From my perspective, these people were a contamination of the American vision. Parallel to the rise of the American vision and in concert with it was the national commitment to the God of the Bible, and particularly the Lordship of Christ Jesus. This is not to say that every person in early America was a Christian, but everyone understood and acknowledged the pureness of America's religious philosophy. Over time, people who did not subscribe to America's religious philosophy began to multiply. The reason for this is found in the parable of wheat and tares. From my perspective, these unbelievers were a contamination of the American religious philosophy. Again, contamination is subject to personal opinion and usage, so there are many which consider the rise of socialism and atheism to be an improvement. At present, our country is divided. Once we were a free Christian country. Now we have an equal number of slave-minded atheists. We as a nation are double-minded. But double-mindedness is not a good state to be in. It is weak, wasteful, and worrisome. Is our future one of grayness, blackness, or whiteness? That is up to the people who care. The people who care about freedom and Christianity will add more white to the mix. The people who care about bondage and unbelief will add more black to the mix. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places, Ephesians 6:12. This verse tells us that the struggle is in our thinking, our ideas, our philosophies, and that the enemy is spiritual wickedness. So from the scripture standpoint, we are to see the double-mindedness in our country as contamination. As a matter of fact, Jesus told this parable to explain what is going on today. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is likened to a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat, and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, 'Sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? From where then has it tares?' He said unto them, 'An enemy has done this.' The servant said unto him, 'Will you then that we go and gather them up?' But he said, 'No, lest while you gather up the tares, you root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest, and in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather you together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them. But gather the wheat into my barns. Matthew 13:24-30. We see clearly from this parable that freedom and faith in God is the model that God has defined as right and good. We see also that the enemy is the one who promotes bondage and unbelief. The solution is not to try to remove the tares, those that prefer bondage and unbelief, but to coexist while all the while preaching the gospel to them. Mark 16:15. But we will not preach the gospel unless we're convinced that the tares are a contamination. Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. James 4:8. So, let us reaffirm our commitment to Christ Jesus, who has set us spiritually free, and to our Constitution, which guarantees our physical freedom.